We left off on Mem Chesam Beis, where the Gemara just mentioned the Mishnah of the Shir of Chala, which is 5 quarters of a kav plus. That's what the Gemara said. And Rashi goes through the math of this 5 quarters of a kav. Rashi explains the Chameshas Tap Rashi Mem Chesam Beis, Chameshas Revoim Lugin Sipurim, the 5 quarters. This amount of 5 is really the final math that we're going to get to at the end of Rashi, how the measurement was used in Sipur, the Lugin Sipur. But that is the same, that 5 Revoim is the same as Shehen Shiva Va'oid Midborim, the same before they added to the Shiurim, maybe because of inflation, that 5 Lugin is the same as 7 plus Lugin in the Midbar, in Midborim. Shezehu Shir Ha'oimer, that 7 plus Midborim Lugin is the same as the shear of the Oymer Shahisa Isas Midbar. That was the dough that they used in the Midbar. Shenemar Gabichal. Now that shear of the Oymer was also the shear that they used for Chal. Shenemar Gabichal, like the Parsha of Chal says, Reishis Arisay Seichem, the first of your Arisays. So we're understanding that Chalos Kedei Arisay Seichem is the same shear that they used in the Midbar, the shear of the Oymer. The Hainu Isas Midbar Shu Oymer Lagogeles, which is, Rashi explains, the shear of the Omer that was in the Midbar, which was one Omer for each person. Now what's the shear of the Omer? The shear of the Omer is one tenth of an Eifa. What's an Eifa? Eifa shalish soin. Eifa includes 3 soin. The saw shisha kabin midbarius. And a saw, each saw has 6 kabin in it, in the shear of midbarius. Now, so that means, we'll see, Rashi's going to go through the math in detail, that there are, if you do the math, you have every Eifa has 18 kavan. Now, Hashoiv Iser Shabahen, but when you take 1/10 of that to get the Shir of the Oimer, which was 1/10 of the Eifa, the Tinto Shivath Rive Kav Ubeya B'Chemesh Beyo, you'll get that Shir that we said earlier, the Midborius is 7 Rive Kav, 7 quarters of a Kav, plus, what's that plus? It's 1 egg plus another 1/5 of an egg. Ketzad. Now she goes through the math in detail. Chalek Shalosh Soyin, Shehen Shemene Esrei Kavin. Let's divide up the Shalosh Soyin, which was said was the Shir of the Eifa, which is going to be 18 Kavin, because we multiplied 3 Saw times 6 Kavin to get you the shear of the Eifa. Now break it into smaller pieces. Break up each kav of these 18 kavin into quarters. Hainu lugin, which is the same as the lug. The rivei kav is the same as a lug. You have 4 lugin to a kav, and there are 4 rivei kav to a kav. V'timtza b'hen shivim m'shnayim lug. If you did the math of 18 times 4 to give us a number of 72 lugin in each Eifa. Now, we said that the Oimer was 1/10 of that. Toil Iser shall shivim harei shiva. First take the number of 70, of the 72, and make 1/10 of that, you're going to have 7. So now you see already where we're getting to with the 7 plus for the shear of the Lugim Midborim. Vashnayim anasharim, and the 2 that are left over, which is Shtei Mesrei Beitzim Hein, every Lug has 6 Beitzim in it. So 2 Lugin that are left over is going to equal 12 Beitzim, and if you take 1/10 of that, then you get 1.2 Beitzim, which is the same. Isser Shalhen is Be'ah V'Chemesh Beitzah. It is going to be 1 1/5 Be'ah, which is 1.2, which is 1/10 of the 12 Beitzim that are left over. So now you have 12 Beitzim, or 1/10 of 12 Beitzim, which is 1 1/5 Be'ah, plus the 7, that was 1/10 of the 70, and that's going to be the 1/10 of the 72. Harei shivas rivim ve'oid. That is the 7 quarters plus to be'ah v'chemesh beita, which is the 1 1/5 be'ah left over. So now we have again. Let's just recap what Rashi just said. Rashi told us that we start with the shear of the eifa, which is 72 lugin, and we take 1/10 of that because that was the shear of the oimer, and you have now 7 quarters plus 1 1/5 Be'ah. And that is going to be your shear of 7 quarters plus. That is the shear of Chala, which was the Omer, 1/10 of the Eifa. Okay, now Rashi tells you, how did we get to 5 quarters in our Gemara? 5 quarters. V'Yerushalayim ha'sifa al-amidos. First, in Yerushalayim, they added to the Shiurim. What did they add? Shtus m'levar, 1/6 from the outside, shu chomesh m'legav, which is 1/5 from the inside, meaning if you add to the final sum, you're adding a sixth. If you add to the number that you're adding to, then it's a fifth. If you take one fifth of what you have right now and add to it, then it's a shear of chemesh melagav. And if you add to the final sum, what you finally arrived at, that would be shtus melavar. Rashi explains, they made the shear larger because they now squashed six of what we have into five of what we originally had. Rashi explains further, take that number of 7.2, 7 1/5 eggs. Seven quarters and 1 1/5 eggs, and we're going to have, take six of those away, and that's going to be five. So you have six became five. Baroiva ubeya v'chomesh hanasharim nasu roiva, and the one quarter, the one lug that's left over, because we were using a number of 7.2, and we had six of those we took out. So now we have 1.2 left. That shear of roiva ubeya v'chomesh of 1.2, 1 1/5 hanasharim left over becomes a roiva, nasu roiva. Sharoiva sheish beitzim, because the quarter of a kav is six beitzim. Asay mehen chamesh beitzim gedolos, make of those five large eggs. Right. So again, we were working with a roiva. Right. We had a roiva that was left over from our number of 7.2. We took six away, so we have 1.2 left. That one roiva, which is six eggs, becomes five eggs. Right. Because we said the six becomes five. Beyo v'chemesh beyo. Nases beitza gedolo, the just the beya and chemesh beya. We use now all seven revoim. Explained what happened with those. The first six became five. The other roiva became, instead of six eggs, became five eggs. And now we're left over with the beya the chemesh beya. Nases beitza gedolo shni toisef alea chumsham lagav tu shus melevah. That number of five of the beya, of the chemesh beya, the beya on the fifth of a beya became one large beya because you added a fifth from the inside, which is a sixth from the outside. Hare sheish beitzim gedolos, which is six large beitzim, dehu roiva kav gadol, which is the shear of the roiva of the quarter of a kav, a large quarter. So the Omer that was a Midbar, which we said before was 7.2 Revoim, now became 6 Revoim. Let me explain that a little better. If you do the math, you do 7.2 times 5.6. Let me explain Rashi, what Rashi just said, how he got from the 7.2 Midbarim to 6 Revei Hakav, six quarters of a kav, Yerushalmiim, in other words, for Rashi. Rashi said that we got 7.2, and we took six of them, six of the 7.2, which became five quarters of a kav. Six quarters of a kav became five quarters of a kav, because we enlarged the shear. We left over with 1.2 that we didn't deal with yet. Now, the way I understand this is you take the 1.2, this is the way I worked with the math, 1.2, and multiply that by 10. How many eggs are you going to get? We said before that there were six eggs for every kav in the midbar. So if you take the 1.2 and multiply that by 10, you're going to get 12 eggs. 1.2, we said a beya of a chemesh beya, which is the same as, right, 1 1/5 eggs, which is the same as 1.2, multiply that by 10. You have now 12 eggs left over that we haven't dealt with. Now, 12 eggs means that you have 6 plus 6 eggs. And we're saying that really enlarge the shear to every 6 we made into 5. So we now really have 5 plus 5 eggs, which means we have 10 eggs. If you take 1/10 of that, because we before multiplied it by 10, if we take 1/10 of that, we're going to have 1 egg left over. So therefore, that's how we arrived, that's how the 1.2 became 1. And when you add that 1 to the 6 that we dealt with already, I'm sorry, to the 6 that became 5, you now have a total of 6. So that is the shear, that's how we got from the shear of 7.2 to 6, from the Midbarim to the Yerushalmiim. Now Rashi explains how he took it one step further to arrive at the final number that we started with in the beginning of Rashi, which is the number that was used in our Gemara. Rashi says, V'sotzi peiris, Oidefes al Yerushalmis shtus melevar, and then they added another sixth from the outside, which is really another fifth from the inside, which is more conventional math. They added to that to come to a shear for the tipuris. The arm be'irvin, like we said in Erevin, harei oimer shayashish revoim Yerushalim nichnas bechamish tipurim. This is a little bit easier math. The six became five in tipa. The six revoim, the six quarters of a kav that we had in Yerushalayim became five quarters of a kav tipurim. That's how Rashi explains the shear of five quarters of a kav for chalo. Rashi does not geiris the word va'oid in our Gemara, but Tosis deals with it, and Tosis says that it could be what happened was Rashi was not dealing with the shear of the challah itself. When you separate, Rashi was dealing with the sum, with the subtotal the final count after the challah was taken out. But before you take the challah out, you have an additional piece in this iso, and then that additional piece is the va'oid that is the shear mentioned in our Gemara of Chameshas Revoim Kemach Va'oid. Okay. So, Gemara Vayter, An Memches Ambeiz, third line. Amar Av Yosef. Av Yosef said, Hani Noshi Didon, our women, Noyig, Nohuv Lemeifa, Kapiza, Kapiza, Lepisva. They're machmer themselves, and their minug is to only bake a kapiza worth of dough on Yom Tif. What is on Pesach? What is the kapizo zakrashi? Nog lemeifo bepischo kapizo kapizo shloishes lugin. Only three lugin, meaning three cores of a kav, instead of the shear that we said earlier, which was at least five cores of a kav sifirim, and up to seven and seven plus midborim. So they only did three cores of a kav. Lechumra, why they do it? Lechumra l'shomrim minachumus mechimus, to protect that the dough should not become chimus. They dealt with less, like we saw earlier, the machlokes between Reb Yishmael ben Oishan, Reb Mbreiko, and Reb Nosson, was whether you're allowed to deal with two and three kavan. So here, we're saying that they only worked with three lugan at a time. Amale Abaye, so Abaye said to Reb Yosef, is ready, my daitech, the chumra, you think this is a chumra, that the women are being machmir? The end result will be people will be makel as a result of this chumra, which is not a good thing. Because by breaking it up into shiurim, there are less than the shiur of chalo. So when people are baking it, so now they're not going to take chalo. If you would bake it all at once, so you have chali, people would take chalo. Because you're being careful for her Pesach, and you're baking shiurim that are less than the shiur of chalo, so you miss out the mitzvah of chalo. Amalei, Rav Yosef answered Abaye, the Ovdon Krav Lezer, it's not a problem, they can still take challah, because we do like Rav Lezer, we pass like Rav Lezer. What, which Rav Lezer? The Snan. Rav Lezer Omer, Rav Lezer says, Haroide v'noisein lasal, when you take down the bread, the matzah from the oven, and you put it into the basket, hasal mitzarif in the challah, the basket itself will be mitzarif all the different, loaves into, one shear, which now you can take challah from it. And therefore, even though you're baking less than a shear, but when you put it into the basket, so you will end up taking challah. So therefore, it's not a chumra de asili de kulo. For Amar Rav Yehuda on the last narrow line, Amar Shmuel, if you just pass in the name of Shmuel, halacha k'Reb Elezer, halacha is like Reb Elezer, that we hold a sal is mitzarfan, and therefore you can take challah at a later point, and you won't come to miss out on the mitzvah of challah. Let's see Rashi. Amar Lei, so Rav Yosef answered Abaye, k'Reb Elezer svirlon. We hold like Reb Elezer. That sal mitzar from the challah, achar fiyosan. That the basket combines all the different loaves to make a shir of challah, even after they're baked. Voidno, Rashi says, what the halacha was in his day. Voidno kaimalam krevelezer bechallah shalur. I believe Rashi is trying to say, like our minhag today, is that we don't give it to any kohen. We burn the extra piece, which is challah. So that challah shalur, that challah that we burn, we can, right, the Ein Sarfin Kachem B'Yom Tavan Yom Tav, if you're baking matzah, you can't burn that piece of challah because we don't burn Kachem on Yom Tav, like Rashi said earlier. The other possibility of not burning it and leaving it, we can't do because we're worried about Chometz in Reb Elezer, like we pass in on Amar Aleph. Moshiyikra Allah Shem, Asalaf Feitzer, Rashi explains that if you would call it Shem Challah now, and then bake it, it would be also to bake it. You can't do lav lachili because that part is not lachilo. So therefore, we lay korin al shem. Therefore, we don't call the shem challah first. We bake it first. So therefore, if you bake it first, you know how you bake it. Rashi says, "Ala oisa harora katana eitz gedolo oifa shtein." What you do is you put a small piece next to a larger loaf, and you bake both of them together. And when you take it off the oven, noise on the kli, you put it into any kli, the basket, humitzarfam, and that kli will be mitzarf the two together, even though they're separate pieces. The kli itself will combine them. And noitelaktana, at that point that you baked it, and now it won't be chametz, so you take off the small one, the kira shem, at that point, an yomtef, you call shem chalom avorich, you make the bracha for chalom, matzniyah, and then you hide that piece, the serfa mishtech shach alamachar, and then that night, to the next day, you burn it like you would burn ordinary chalom, vechein herolonu Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochar. She says his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochar, taught him this halacha, that this is how we deal with chalom. Maisa nowadays, except for I think certain chassidim, we're very machmir not to bake matzah on Pesach because of becoming chametz. So therefore, this is not as much negiah, especially in Chutz La'aretz, where chal is only drabbanan, it's not a din deraisa. But it could become negiah if a person was baking matzah on Yom Tov, and the halacha would be like Reb Elazar and like Rashi just paskened in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochar. Let's go a little further. We have a little more to this halacha. Now we're back on the first wide line. Frekti Moro, how could we say that the halacha is like Reb Elazar? It was in addition was said on this. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Lo Yishanu Elki Karish Shel Bavel. This is only true that we pass like Reb Elazar that the sal is mitzarif, the mekel, and we say that it's okay to take challah at a later point, and because the shir challah will be mitzarif through the sal. That was only true by Kikarish Shel Bavel. The loaves that were made in Bavel, that one literally bites the other, meaning that they touch each other, and therefore that's what's mitzarif them. The sal itself is not mitzarif, it's the sal together with the fact that the kikorois, the loaves, touch each other. But we would not say that halacha follows Reb Elazar when it comes to ka'achin. Ka'achin are the long, narrow loaves, and they don't touch each other, and so it's not just the sal. We don't pass them like Reb Elazar without the fact that the kikorois are touching each other. So Rabbi Shimon Levi has a problem. The Gemara has a problem from what Rabbi Shimon Levi added to this, that the halacha should not just seem to follow Rabbi Elazar only in certain cases. So Gemara says, no. Ha'itmar lo, al Rabbi Chanina afilu ka'ochin. Rabbi Chanina disagreed with Rabbi Shimon Levi, and Rabbi Chanina said, he brought it back, and he said, even ka'ochin, even the long, narrow loaves that don't touch each other, we still would pass them like Rabbi Elazar, that if you put them into the basket itself will be mitzarif, them to have a shir challah, so that it's not going to become a chumrah to asil dekula. Dr. Ashi, on the first wide line, shenoshchei zoizu, shehein rechavois, these loaves are wide, vaagulois, and round, kein shalano, like what we bake. Uchshematbikin zu etzel zu, and when you stick them on the tanur, when you stick them on the walls of the tanur next to each other, noshchei zoizu, they actually end up touching each other and bite each other. Hilkochadhi, therefore, that is really the reason, that together with the fact that you have sal, is really what's driving the halacha to be that there's some sort of tziruf that is a combination for the shir. Al ka'achin, but ka'achin, which is kailois, kailush, the laz, which is the long, narrow, aruchin uktzorin, long and narrow loaves, the enosh kinzamizeh, and they don't bite each other. And then we said, initially we said that it wouldn't be, and according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, it wouldn't be, mitzayir for the shir chal, and then we came back with Reb Chanina who disagreed and said that even those would be mitzayir for the shir chal. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyo, back to the Gemara, third wide line. Rabbi Yirmiyo asked the Shailo, Tavlo she'enlo levaz vizin. If you have a board, it's not a basket, it's a board, and it doesn't have walls, mahu, what would be the din if you were to use that? Would that be mitzayir for the shir chal or not? You didn't put into a basket, a conventional basket with walls. You put onto a board. Is that considered a sal enough that you can mitzayir for, like we just said, or not? Rashi, the Gemara explains the two tzgadim. Toich kli, but inon, do we need that it has to go into a keli v'halekon? And this lemaisa, with regard to tumah, this might not be a keli, it's flat. So, therefore, we don't have what's called a kli. Oidilma, or is it not that you need a kli that has walls? Avir kli, but inon, we just need that it goes in the airspace of the of the kli va'ikon. You do have that, even though there's no walls, but it's in the airspace of this keli. Teiku, the Mara says this. We have to wait for Eliyahu Hanavi to come resolve for us. Zok Rashi, tavlo she'ein lo levazveis miskeres. It's a board v'safa saviv lo. It has a rim, but it doesn't have walls. V'roda pas v'seicha minatanar, and you take down the bread or the matzahs from the oven onto this board. Now we should start with Rabbi Lezer. According to Rabbi Lezer, who said that the sal is mitzarif, would he also say in this case of the board that the board is mitzarif, and that we said the answer take back to Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer says a sal mitzarifon, that like we learned all along from Rashi and Menvo and Aleph alluded to this already, that the din is that Rabbi Lezer holds that the sal is mitzarif, the isa is together to make a shir chal. You could take challah at after it's baked. Rabbi Shua says tanur mitzarifon, that the tanur is going to mitzarif. Rashi explains on the third line of Rashi, wide lines, tanur af tanur mitzarifon. Rashi has a girso and understands this as af tanur mitzarifon, that Rabbi Shua is adding to what Rabbi Lezer said. Not only does Rabbi Shua agree that the sal is mitzarifon, but even the tanur is mitzarifon. Rabbi Shua is even more mekel, and he says that the tanur also is mitzarifit. Just being in the tanur itself is being mitzarifit. Half a piece of loinos in the sal. Even though you did not put them, the loaves later into a sal, you took them out and you didn't put into a sal that would combine it. You took it out and you put it onto the counter. But I guess the fact that it's still hot and it came from the same oven, Rabbi Yeshua is telling you, according to Rashi, that the sal will be mitzarif. The tanur was mitzarif. These isays together, so that you can take challah from this whole batch. However, if you see there's a base there in Rashi, and that alludes to the side, Agoyis Hagro, Hagro says that he brings from the Yerushalmi, Nechta Vatzida be Yerushalmi, Perak Beis the Challah, Isa Daf Gotan of Eloi Sal. Rabbi Yeshua is not adding, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't agree with Rabbi Lezer with regard to Sal. Rabbi Yeshua is really saying that only the Tanur is Mitzarif and not a Sal. If you put it into a Sal, it wouldn't work. Only the tanur is mitzarif and not the sal. So you have a difference of opinions of how to understand what Rabbi Yeshua said, that the tanur is mitzarif. And the last sheet to hear in this braisa is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Oimer, he says, ki korei shel bovel shenoizchoiz zumi zum mitzarifoiz. He holds that, like we said earlier, that ka'ochin not, like Rabbi Shimon Levi said, that long and narrow, that don't bite each other, don't touch each other in the oven, those would not be mitzarif no matter what. And Shmuel seems to be saying that only the kikoros of Bavel that were wide and round and touched each other, only those could be mitzarif, but nothing else. Seems like Shmuel has the most machmir opinion here, and he would not hold that the sal mitzarif it, he would not hold that the tanah mitzarif it, only the fact that they touch would be mitzarif b'shiurim.